Jay McCurdy, and I have studied the effects of mesotrione on perennial ryegrass carotenoid concentrations under varying environmental conditions. Mesotrione is a carotenoid biosynthesis inhibiting herbicide, which is currently used in corn for the control of some broadleaves and some annual grasses. It's now under the evaluation for its use in turf grass, where it controls many common turf grass weeds. However, damage does occur in perennial ryegrass upon mesotrione application. Symptoms in sensitive plants are bleaching of new tissue followed by necrosis within 3 to 5 days after treatment. This tissue whitening is a result of mesotrione's mode of action, the inhibition of carotenoid biosynthesis. Carotenoids are important light harvesting and photoprotective pigments within plants. They are responsible for, under normal non-stress situations, responsible for funneling light energy to the photosystem of the plant. However, in high stress periods, such as high light or high temperature, they act in a process known as non-photochemical quenching. In this process, they dissipate excess energy through either thermal dissipation or the dissipation of light as fluorescence. If these carotenoids are absent or incapable of quenching this excess energy, damage and degradation of these membranes does occur. Mesotrione inhibits carotenoid biosynthesis through the competitive inhibition of the enzyme 4-hydroxyphenylpyruvate dioxygenase. Now, HPPD is the enzyme responsible for the biosynthesis of plastoquinone. Plastoquinone is a cofactor for the enzyme phytoene desaturase. Phytoene desaturase is the enzyme responsible for the desaturation of phytoene, the first C40 colorless isoprenoid carotenoid, to lycopene. Many of you might associate lycopene with the red color in tomatoes. Lycopene can subsequently be cyclized to form zeta-carotene, which goes on to enter the lutein cycle, or cyclized to form beta-carotene. Beta-carotene you might associate with the orange color in carrots. Beta-carotene is a precursor to the xanthophyll cycle. The xanthophyll cycle is the primary cycle in plants attributed to photoprotection. In low light, beta-carotene quickly becomes violaxanthin, where it functions as a light-harvesting pigment. However, in high light situations or high stress situations, it becomes anthoxanthin and zeaxanthin, which are the primary photoprotective pigments within this xanthophyll cycle. Mesotrione efficacy is known to be influenced by environmental conditions such as temperature and humidity, and is also known to be species dependent. Therefore, understanding the influence of environmental conditions upon its efficacy in perennial ryegrass may help us decrease the injury. The objective of my research was to determine the effects of mesotrione on perennial ryegrass injury and carotenoid concentrations under varying irradiance and temperature. We had two hypotheses going into this research. The first was that carotenoid concentrations would decrease following application of mesotrione due to its mode of action, and that these carotenoid concentrations would remain suppressed at higher irradiance and temperature levels due to the increased stress. Due to this assumption, we also hypothesized that mesotrione injury to perennial ryegrass would actually increase as irradiance and temperature levels increased. We begin our research by sowing perennial ryegrass in plastic pots containing our native silt loam soil. Plants were subsequently germinated in an environmental growth chamber at 26 degrees Celsius, 50% relative humidity, 1,100 micromoles of photosynthetically active radiation, and this was provided by overhead lights, which were composed of a mixture of high-pressure sodium and metal halide bulbs for a 16-hour photo period. Throughout the study, plants were were overhead irrigated twice daily and fertilized weekly. 2 weeks after emergence, pots were thinned to 5 plants per pot and exposed to a 2x3x3 factorial treatment arrangement, conducted as a completely random design. Our first set of factors was treatment, either non-treated or treated with mesotrione. Mesotrione was applied at a 0.28 kilograms per hectare rate, plus a 0.25% volume per volume non-ionic surfactant, applied using a CO2 pressurized sprayer at 280 liters per hectare. second set of factors was temperature. We did this by having three different growth chambers set at three temperatures, 18, 26, or 34 degrees Celsius. And within each growth chamber were three irradiance levels, either 600, 1100, or 1600 micromoles. And we did this by varying the heights of racks within the growth chambers. We recorded effects 3, 7, and 21 days after treatment. Effects that were recorded were percent bleaching, photochemical efficiency done with a modulated fluorimeter, fresh weight, and then leaf tissue was analyzed for pigment concentrations using high-performance liquid chromatography, or HPLC. All data was then subject to ANOVA at the 0.05 level of significance. Irradiance levels and irradiance interactions were found to be insignificant. However, temperature mesotrione and temperature bimesotrione interactions were significant. Therefore, the following results will all be pooled across irradiance levels. This graph represents percent bleaching on the y-axis, and on the x-axis are our harvest intervals of 3, 7, and 21 days after treatment. Within the key to the right of the graph are treated plants represented by the warm colors, non-treated plants represented by the cool colors. Within each treated and non-treated were three temperature levels of 18, 26, and 34 degrees Celsius. As we expected, at no time was bleaching observed in non-treated plants due to the lack of mesotrione application. However, and more unexpected, was that the largest amount of bleaching actually occurred at 26 degrees Celsius in treated plants. We had originally hypothesized that the highest amount of bleaching would occur at the highest level of irradiance the highest level of temperature due to the increased stress. However, that was not the case. I do suspect or I know that bleaching did occur in plants grown at 34 degrees Celsius, but due to the high temperature level, that bleached tissue quickly became necrotic and was not available to be visually rated at our harvest intervals. This graph represents fresh weight in grams on the y-axis. We saw very little difference. We saw very little difference in fresh weights 3 and 7 days after treatment. However, 21 days after treatment, we saw some interesting trends. The most notable is that as temperature increased, fresh weights decreased. And this is most likely attributed to the cool season nature of perennial ryegrass. Very interesting trend is that treated plants actually displayed a higher fresh weight than did non-treated plants. This is also seen in this picture taken 21 days after treatment of plants grown at 26 degrees Celsius. As you can see, treated plants on the left are actually higher in the amount of foliar growth and tillers than are the non-treated plants, a difficult physiological reaction to explain, or one that we cannot explain. This graph represents photochemical efficiency as an FB to FM ratio on the y-axis. In normal healthy plants, photochemical efficiency is around 0.8 or 80% photochemical efficiency. This is a good indication of overall plant health. In this case, we saw that treated plants grown at all temperatures, 3 and 7 days after treatment, displayed lower photochemical efficiencies than did non-treated plants grown at the corresponding temperatures. However, 21 days after treatment, we see that treated plants grown at 18 and 26 degrees had recovered to the level of efficiency seen in non-treated plants grown at corresponding temperatures of 18 and 26 degrees. At no point did we see a recovery in photochemical efficiency of treated plants grown at 34 degrees Celsius. However, they might have recovered had we had a harvest interval that went out to 28 days or a longer portion of growing time. Now onto our results for our carotenoid concentrations. We had originally hypothesized that as temperature and as temperature and irradiance levels increased, carotenoid concentrations would decrease. Of course, we did hypothesize that mesotrione treatment would cause a drop in carotenoid concentrations. However, we did not see any significance due to the factors of irradiance, temperature, or days after treatment. The only factor that was significant for carotenoid concentrations was treatment with mesotrione. In this case, carotenoid concentrations are displayed as milligrams per 100 gram fresh weight of perennial ryegrass. We saw no significant difference in chlorophyll B, epoxylutein, or neaxanthin due to treatment with mesotrione. However, we saw a decrease in chlorophyll A, beta-carotene, lutein, and bioleoxanthin. And this is something we would expect with a carotenoid biosynthesis inhibitor, a decrease in carotenoid concentrations. Something else we would expect is an increase in phytoene due to the mode of action of mesotrione, of the indirect inhibition of phytoene desaturase, phytoene being a substrate for that enzyme. Something we didn't expect was an increase in zeaxanthin and in enthioxanthin. If you remember, zeaxanthin and enthioxanthin are those main photoprotecting carotenoids within the xanthophyll cycle. They serve in maintaining photoprotection, reducing photoinhibition, as well as limiting membrane degradation. In previous research, Dr. Scott McElroy has seen that Bermuda grass preferentially accumulates zeaxanthin when treated with mesotrione. It's also been seen, and not as well explained, centipede grass actually increases in its photochemical efficiency when treated with mesotrione. Some final results I'd like to discuss are our first result, due to the cool season nature of perennial ryegrass, high temperatures resulted in decreased growth for both treated and non-treated perennial ryegrass. Our second result, one that we fail to explain, is that treatment with mesotrione resulted in increased perennial ryegrass foliar weights. And finally, photoprotected carotenoids increased in plants treated with mesotrione. In conclusion, irradiance levels between 600 and 1600 micromoles irradiance in this case did not affect mesotrione efficacy in perennial ryegrass. Mesotrione should not be applied to perennial ryegrass in excessively high temperatures, and despite carotenoid biosynthesis inhibition, treated plants actually increase the concentration of photoprotectant pigments. At this time, I'd like to take any questions. It's difficult because we only had three temperature levels, but above optimal growth levels for perennial ryegrass. Yes, ma'am. We used Palmer 4. Thank you.